And then the last one is not necessary.
Let's Which one? What is it? Hey.
Let me read the last one. Let me read the last one.
I don't have any secrets, Chief. Yeah? I've said everything.
Me too. I was like that. It was tough for me to find a secret because I've shared so much on the podcast about myself.
Someone's mom's gonna cry. Hey, yay.
Remember I told you my mom's a listener now? Chiller.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to end in tears.
What happened?
We had our first fight last week about the podcast.
What happened? Why? What happened?
Bro, she called me at like 1 in the morning.
Jeez.
Tuesday morning.
What She's did like, you say? What is it?
What the fuck is wrong with you? How can you make those comments about DJ Fresh? You need to call him right now and apologize to him. Who the fuck do you think you are? You're not God. Hey, what's wrong with you? Which one is this one?
But a lot of chillers feel like,
yeah, I saw in like the that, comments. Right? Yeah. Even I was saying, hey.
No, and you.
A lot of chillers feel.
Was it the first time they had you, Ghost Lady?
No, they've had me before. So.
They've had her before. Yeah. They've had all of us, man.
Yeah, no, they never have you. They never have Ghost Lady. I'm always the villain.
No.
Now, they've had Ghost Lady before. They've had Ghost Lady.
For what? What did she say?
I think it was for the fresh comments before we even interviewed him, right?
But don't you think I've been consistent?
Yes, you've been consistent. So, and other stuff.
She said. I know,
they have her sometimes.
Yeah. Please don't remind them.
They have her sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, she says the sentiments of some chillers because I saw like, you know, someone happy. But that's part of the relationship we have with chillers, right?
Yeah.
You know, lovers and haters and, you know, and that's beautiful. You need that.
Yeah. But she was saying like, I didn't say he was guilty. Did I say he was guilty?
No.
You said he missed an opportunity to confess.
If he did do those things.
Yeah, but he said he didn't. So, like,
yeah.
I think that's what pissed off people. Like, but he said he didn't. So, it's one of those, even if you feel maybe that he did, you can't just come out and say he should have confessed, you know? Mm. So, yeah, people didn't hear the if. You know what I mean? Because they're still like, but still, if the man says this, then we wait for the courts or whatever.
Look at you soaping a hero.
Yeah, you didn't catch smoke, ne?
No, I didn't catch smoke. No. I didn't catch smoke.
But anyway, I was saying to her, they're like, look, man, that's what the podcast was built on honesty.
Yes.
You know, and I was just telling my truth. That's what I thought at the time.
Yeah.
And I said it, you know what I mean? Because she was saying, why didn't I say those things during the interview? And
yes.
I was explaining to her that when I'm doing an interview, it's not about me. You know what I mean? It's about the person I'm interviewing.
Mm.
So I can't impose my, what I think during the interview because it's not about me.
Yes.
I remember I did an interview with Loisa McDonald and he was talking about how he's an atheist. You know, and the whole time I was like, what? How can you not believe in God? You know? Mm. But I didn't like say that out loud because it's not about me.
Mm.
So I didn't challenge his view because the interview is about Loiso.
Yeah.
He's the one who's an atheist.
True.
But in my head, I wanted to say, like, are you fucking crazy?
Dude, do you think this just like atheism is
theory
weird.
Kind of a, like
world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then on Monday, that's when I can say my views. Mm.
But you see, then people will say, but it's a bit disingenuous to interview him and then
you not, agree with
and,
him.
And it's not your style, right? But not challenge him on his atheism or his beliefs or his utterances in the interview and then come after when he's not here to defend himself.
No, but if you watch the fresh interview I did, I pushed as far as I could go.
You asked some very, like, you pushed.
Yeah.
You asked some.
And I could see, like,
questions.
While we're doing the interview, like, no matter what I ask, this guy is not going to. You know,
he's
say
not
anything.
Gonna open up.
Yeah. Mm. So eventually, you know, I don't want to have there's an elephant in the room situation. So I could see as far as I can take it.
Yeah. No, makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But so just to be clear, I did not say he's guilty.
Yeah.
I am not the law. I am not God.
Yeah.
I was just saying my truth, what I thought. Since someone asked me, what did you think about the interview?
Yeah. Okay. So you took the moment to step out of it all and be a chiller.
Yes.
I watched.
Yes.
This is what I think.
Yes.
Fair enough. But people can't separate that from you, the interviewer. Yes.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah, which is tricky.
It's tricky, yeah.
But anyway, sure, she had me, bro.
Is it?
She didn't speak for like 3 days.
For real?
I'm like, what, mama? You're a fresh groupie. What's going on?
Ow, blah, ow, dog. She could be. I mean,
the age.
She could be a fresh groupie, dog.
Hey, I gotta block her. How do I block her, man? Fucking hell.
Don't block your mom.
No, he wants to block a chiller.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't block chillers, yeah? We don't do that.
I know. Well, maybe we must start another channel, bro. So she can't find it. It's too much. Anyway, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Coming in Mashabela Studios. Yeah, man. Fucking hell. Amen. Amen. What's been happening? What's been happening, Ghost Lady?
Amen.
Yeah.
Guys, on the stories, didn't you see Faith Getty?
Yeah,
Faith Getty is coming back, you know. She's the queen of rap. So there's been some, like, you know, she's coming back into, like, she's gonna rap.
She left?
Well, remember she performed at some point. She was working with Maphorisa even, right?
Oh, yes.
She was signed with a black boy.
Yeah.
What? Wait, Maphorisa had signed her?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now Twitter was having her, and there were some like lines that they were just saying, okay, these are kind of lines that we should expect from from Faith's album.
So Faith there was is this the type of artist, like, when you see her on Channel O, you mute and just watch the visuals.
Oh, paradise. No, but come on, guys. She's not saving hip-hop.
Yeah, she's saving...
I mean...
She could be the savior.
How? Know? She didn't make an impact in the first place. But I like her vigor and her dedication. She must keep trying.
You know?
We're not here to discourage people from doing, you know, pushing their dreams.
Yeah.
But, I mean... So come on.
You've also questioned some lines, you know? So let's just hear about these ones. I'm going to read some lines that, you know, Twitter's, like, was just busy... throwing up.
Oh, these are not her lines. These are the expected lines.
The expected lines. So it goes, I killed Desmond in hospital and the machines were like, doo, doo.
Oh, that's cool.
That's dope.
All right. I made my sister cry. Call me Crisis.
Crisis! Oh, wow!
Crisis! Ooh.
Wow!
All right, I've got the my dog can't run properly. I think it's injured.
Oh!
Drop the fucking thing of yours.
Hey, these are bars,
yeah,
man.
Bars, guys. These are bars, you know. So you got like, she'd be like, I had a phone in jail. That's a cell phone.
Oh!
And the last one, I'm just gonna read out, like, life is not a saloon, don't relax.
Hey!
Oh. Well, I hope she takes those.
So, yeah, you know, at least she's got some bars already.
Man, those are dope, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, those are so.
Yeah.
Those are dope, guys. Isn't the aim? Angie, we had Drake, you know, people were captioning, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think she can run with this.
Yeah guys. Speaking of Porter, did you see the back and forth he was having with Shimza?
Oh, yes, I saw that. It happened last night.
Yeah.
So, Shimza, I took a screenshot of this. Shimza tweeted, not even tweet, he posted on Instagram pushing his song that is coming up. And he said, got some heat coming soon. Shimza, the song's called Sold Out. And then Porty's like, hey, dude, why you always make music alone? No young upcoming cats, nyana. Every time it's Shimza alone. Grow this Afro thing, uplift young talent, bro. Come on. You know what I mean? You don't want them to end up hating us because you are closing doors. Don't tell them, don't tell me you made that beat alone. Sorry, guys, the punctuation is bad. Mm. Sorry, but I had to take out my chest in front of everyone. I love you, Mfana. Sharp, but I just can't, you know, stay quiet.
Yeah.
Then Shimza said, yo, dude, that's why I've got my label, Gunye Records. You know, that's exactly what it does. I started this label to uplift young cats, and now we've got an event called Gunye, where we showcase the music and stream the sets online to give these young cats exposure so they can put the face to the work.
Yeah.
Then Shimza's like, no, you know what I'm talking about, dog. I'm talking about the production. You are always producing songs alone, and we know that you're not producing these songs alone. Why don't you credit these guys or say you featured them, work with them, I'm paraphrasing now, work with them, and like what my producer does
100%
with Kabza.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mass yeah. Music, Tyler, I see all of them.
Yeah, yeah. See, they don't just sit in studio produce only, but he will say my producer featuring
100%
these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I agree with him, 100%.
You think Shimza can't produce? Doesn't produce alone?
No, I think Shimza can produce. Mm-hmm. Didn't I tell you the story? Like when Cuba was teaching me how to produce, it was the same time with Shimza. We were both there together.
Oh yeah, there was a time when Cuba was working with Shimza a lot.
Yeah, so Shimza, I mean, Cuba taught me and Shimza same time.
Oh.
I remember at his house in Melville how to produce. So I know he can produce.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But I think he does have ghost producers though.
Yeah, and it's a noble thing to just bring them on. And also it's like what Fresh said.
Hey.
I'm going to quote Fresh. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you going to decapitate me? You'll chop my head off, right? Can I quote Fresh? And this is not just Shimza, right? I think a lot of guys, this, like Fresh said, he's not afraid to bring up young, super talented people and work with them because he knows what he brings to the table.
100%.
It doesn't mean when you bring a Kabza the Small, you as a Maporisa, your light will be dimmed,
yeah.
Right? Because Maporisa is a genius and he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
And he knows that if I bring this huge flame here, it won't put my flame off. You know what I mean? And most cats are scared of that.
Mm.
And I'm saying this is about like this the thought process that goes on in Shimza's head, but most established guys, that's why I don't open the doors for young kids and put them on the same pedestal as them to say, Saul featuring MacGyver.
You know what I mean? Mm.
And yeah, so cats shouldn't be afraid of that. You know what you bring to the table. So, you know what I mean?
But you know Shimmy, man, he's only looking out for himself. Whatever he does, it's always to benefit him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like that. I mean, he does a huge event and he donates the money to buy school shoes for kids. He doesn't seem like that kind of person, like a selfish
that's PR,
person.
That's PR, dog.
Oh, fuck.
If you're going to donate shoes, why do you need to bring cameras? It's PR for the gig.
Yes, but it's so that people see what the cause is and they support your event, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you don't tell people that I'm buying shoes with this money, then some might not even come to the event. So yeah. So I think maybe it's for that.
Yeah.
I'm just having a positive mind right now.
Okay, but maybe do you think if that. He wasn't making a shit ton of money from those gigs, he'd be doing them?
Of course he benefits.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Don't you remember that guy who said there's no money in podcasting, otherwise Shimza would be doing it?
Yo, Shimza is an entrepreneur.
He is.
Salute to him, man. He's
and all entrepreneurs are only looking out for themselves.
Yeah,
most.
Literally.
Okay, most.
Yeah. Most are. Yeah. I mean, of course, you don't become an entrepreneur to feed every mouth but yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shout out to Shimza.
You quiet, Ghosty. What do you think?
No, actually, I'm busy thinking of the Shimza when he was tweeting, trying to defend. You remember the 15 million rand stadium?
Oh, what Mkitima municipality. That horrible thing.
Yeah, and then they went ahead that back and forth with Musi Maimane. Didn't you see those
Musi
tweets?
Musi smoked him.
Oh!
Musi smoked him, bro.
And then he had to pull out the race card.
She gonna pull out the race card.
Yeah.
What like, did he say? What did he say?
Something about I'm into black girls, unlike you with your white woman or something.
Oh no, that was low.
Yeah.
So low. No, that's fucked up. That's low.
But Musi came back with, you know, go give your bear a hug. You know, give her flowers, send her flowers, something like that. I was like, yo, Musi.
He was ready.
I was ready.
They even dragged the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. What does a wife have to do with it?
That's when you know you've lost the conversation.
Yeah, man.
Like, how do you even defend, try and start? You see, that's why he's such... His nose has been eating government money, that's right. Yeah. Shimza.
No wonder he
could be, like, forthcoming and saying, oh, no, guys, like, it's understandable to have a stadium like that for 15 million.
But at first, guys... At first, Shimza was agreeing with Musi.
Because
at first, Shimza was like, but guys, for 15 million, I agree, no ways, right? And then he then came back and said, but then again, this is Shimza. The experts are saying this amount is justifiable. That's when now the clash began. You know what I mean?
Which experts? Or was it probably he got a call from government like, hey, don't come for us? Yeah.
I don't know which experts, but he claimed to see like people in the TL who was like, who are like, yeah, actually, it's possible 15 million could have been spent for that facility. Yeah. And then that's when they started not seeing eye to eye or whatever.
Maybe approach these ghost experts, you know.
You'll be in trouble with your mom.
Ghost contact us.
Yeah, ghost contact
us. Come on. Come on.
Hey, bro, I had a crazy weekend, dog.
Which one?
What happened? Friday, I had a gig at BBW in Cosmo.
Hey, man. Hey, that name, dog. BBW. Every time you say BBW, my mind just goes somewhere else.
Yeah,
BBW. Yeah, I was there. I was playing a few weeks ago, and I went there. Yeah, man, we chill, hang around. Even thingy was there. Bass.
Did you meet the owner? He loves you, bro.
Is it
Rulani?
No one told me.
Hey, he's been asking about you, bro.
For real?
Yeah. Everywhere I go now, we're like people are like, "Where's Saul? Where's Saul?"
Nah, man.
And then I'm like, "He's on the dojo."
Oh yeah, I was on a dojo podcast. Did you see that?
For like 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, we're chilling with the guys.
Yeah, he's still doing the dojo podcast.
They're like, yo, they're
still recording.
They're gonna finish tomorrow.
They're still recording.
Be patient. They're still recording. I love my post at the dojo. Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah,
it was the first time like recording for 3 hours.
Yeah, did you bless them with hours? Amen?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They went. Hey, they were deep. Those guys.
Weren't you itching to request an Uber?
Yeah.
Weren't you itching to request an Uber?
You know me, dog. You know how I am, right?
Let's go, guys. Let's go.
Wherever I go, yeah. No, smart guys. I like the guys.
Yeah. No, but it's dope, man. I've only seen like the first 30 minutes.
Everybody, A lot of people are yet to finish. Mm. I mean, and we touched on some really like serious stuff. Depressing stuff. You know, like gambling, depression, porn. You know what I mean? And I guess it's their style, you know? Yeah, it wasn't that lighthearted. So that's another thing, you know, when people are used to our podcast, this, like, we just talk shit. Mm. And, you know, we do touch on some serious stuff, but, you know, we'd like to keep it compact.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody's saying, just sit down for 30 minutes, an hour, because you need half time there, you know?
Yeah.
Half time.
Get an hamster.
Yeah, cool. Get an hamster, get some chow. Mm. You know, take a walk, walk your dog, come back. Check out.
But was it dope though? Was it dope?
I had fun.
Yeah. So anyway, after we leave, I'm with Catmaster.
Hey, the rock star.
Hey.
Did he sort out his things with his woman?
Yeah.
They're
good now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like him and Entle. Blackoff and Entle, I mean.
Blackoff and Entle, they're good now.
Yeah. I think they're good, yeah.
Are they back together?
I think
so. They're back now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's paying the bills. Electricity.
The lights are on.
The lights are on,
yeah.
So she's seen the light now, the girl.
Yeah.
Good.
But you see now, when you get in between people's, now they're good.
Now they're fine.
Kanyimbao is now back in Dubai.
She's
with that
in Dubai.
Nigga, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
You get in and people are saying, no, he probably did something. Or he wanted to sacrifice her for money. Or he hit her. Oh, and now they're back. Now what are you going to say? You, so-called, he hit her.
Yes.
Or wanted to sacrifice her for money in foreign lands. Now they're back together.
So after the gig, Kat's like, hey, let's go to some place in Alex, man. Let me call him. I forgot this place in Alex. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Kat knows all the spots, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Kat's dog.
And
Kat and lifestyle.
And Mom Keys' son was there. He parked his car right outside.
And the Pisana was there?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. And?
Bro, we couldn't get in.
What car was it?
Fucking stamp. It was the Rolls Royce. The one with the yellow rims.
Yo.
Ooh. The gold ones.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think it's a Rolls Royce.
Ooh.
Beautiful, though.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Ooh. My goodness.
Bodyguards, obviously.
Yeah?
No bodyguards?
No, we couldn't get in.
Was there an envelope, a brown envelope? Was
no.
Giving out money for the performance of the waitresses.
Oh.
Well done.
You're cool.
They were dishing out those drinks. Well done. That's 5,000, 2,000.
That shit was funny, eh?
Yeah, when they were giving out money. I was like, what the hell, guys? No. But shame the players.
Because
you know those niggas have side chicks and they're going to be like, you got paid, nigga.
You got paid.
We saw the cash. No, man, that was not cool, though.
Is that even allowed, though?
It's allowed.
It's allowed.
It's not illegal. Wow. It just looks unprofessional.
Wow.
Like, and also you can, like, see. You know, with a 200, when they're this thick as a phone, you know you're looking at maybe like $4,000 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, now people are calculating your bonus and what and whatever. And also, there's no dignity in giving someone cash in front of cameras.
Yeah, that's
right. People in general is like, hey, thanks for
yes. the episode. Yes, they're like, thanks for the episode. Escape. Watch a piece, catch a piece. You know what I mean? It's bad, dog. I think it's a bad look. It's good to pay your people bonuses and incentivize them for performance.
But you can be arrested for carrying a certain amount of cash, though.
It is illegal, I believe, to say.
And obviously, SARS is going to go ding, ding.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, I guess the SARS affairs are in order, but people will surprise you. They probably not sometimes. Mm. You're spending lavishly, you're giving money away on pitches, on fields, yet you think you do that shit when your shit is in order, but people will surprise you.
So we'll see. Hey, but you know, the Channel O gig is a gift and a curse, bro, because everything is Channel O now. I was reading the comments. And someone said, my skin looks shinier, like brighter, right? They said, it must be the Channel O money.
Ish.
That time, I'm using my son's medication.
What kind of medication are you putting on your skin?
He's got this lotion that they do for him, the doctors.
Oh.
Because he's got a skin problem.
Oh, shame,
so
man.
I figured it's my
like
son.
Like eczema.
Yeah, eczema.
Oh, okay.
So I figured it's my son. If it works for him, it should work for me.
Of course, right?
Okay. We got the same genes.
Exactly. No, like literally, you are as tall as you're as short as your son. So they literally wear the same genes. Are you seeing?
This look like Ziggy, man.
And then we're coming back from Bulukwane.
Yeah.
So we took a picture with the whole crew. Like, I imagine. We're eating Nando's.
Yeah, Nando's.
And then we posted it up. First comment, now you can afford Nando's because of Channel O.
Yes! Oh, Nando's. Oh, I mean, Channel O. It's like,
my goodness.
You're right. Like, you don't answer someone's tweet. Oh, since Channel O, you don't answer my tweets.
Yay!
Ah, it's the Channel O attitude. Oh, it's the Channel O attitude. We see you. You got late 5 minutes to upload. Oh, that Channel O money getting to your head. Bitch. You know what I mean? Like, people will.
Oh, God.
Yeah, people will. I get why now people don't share things. Like, because I've always been the person who shares, like, my salary, whatever, with people who are close to me. Because I don't think it's like a big deal. You can't sum me up by a salary or whatever, right? So I share a lot, but I get why people don't now, because any small change in behavior, or not even a change, any shortcoming, someone's going, what we're telling you, promotion, because of this and this and that. Hey, that Channel O thing.
So are you the type who would share how much you are getting?
I share.
Okay.
Like, to me, it's not a big deal. It's never been, I've never been, like, every girl I've dated in my working career knows how much I earn.
Wow.
And because also, I've got a good taste in women. And it has never justified for them to come at me and say,
for your money,
buy me this, buy me that, pay my rent, right? Because naturally, I don't gravitate to those kind of women.
Oh,
so
okay.
I gravitate to a woman whom I can tell, and she won't even try use that or exploit that or see as a loophole. So I'm like that.
Okay. All you need now is to get in your Uber, and if you don't tip, oh, man.
Oh! Or I'll tag Channel O. You just give me 5 stars. I'll tag Channel O.
Yo.
Tip me. Tip me. Tip me. It's like that. Channel O, bro. It's a gift and a curse.
So we get to Alex. I forgot the place, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking stampede. Couldn't get in, bro.
Flip.
Couldn't get in.
Whoa.
And I was like, yo, when last? So I'm like, all right, let me go in with the peoples. So I'm in the stampede trying to get in. And most of the people there are chillers, so we ended up talking about the show.
People are chillers everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because I was with my woman and Kat's woman as well. We're like, if it was just me and Kat, we're going to force, you know, to get in. But you with women, and you know women are very sensitive. They don't like the whole...
Yeah, of course. They're fragile.
So. They're fragile.
Yeah, fragile.
So I was like, all right, Kat, let's go somewhere else.
Mm-mm-mm.
Then he takes me to another place. It's like halfway between Hearties and Midrand.
Mm. Yay.
Centurion vibes.
Yay.
Bro, get there.
Packed.
Same thing.
Yo.
Stampede.
Ah.
Stampede. Couldn't get it.
They just opened, so I get it.
Yeah.
Like the president just opened now.
Yeah.
So like the whole thing of being at Groove till 12 is like, ah, let's go.
I don't know if I can name the place, ne?
You can name it.
Or will it get shut down? Because it was after curfew.
Oh, you can't.
I can't, ne?
Okay, you could have named it now without saying it was after curfew. Yeah. But you've said after curfew. You've said it, so you can't name the place. And even if you named the place I've learned. That places that run after curfew have a deal with the local authorities.
Yes, obviously.
The local cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but it's the name of a country. So if you know, you know.
Zambia.
Oh. No, keep going.
Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Congo. Egypt. Eh? Tanzania. Tanzania.
Kenya.
Dodoma.
Ah, my man, I drank.
It's in Tanzania.
Yeah. Oh, did we just say the name?
Oh.
No, we just said Tanzania.
So I get there, bro. Fucking yes. That was also crazy, man. And then eventually this other guy's like, come this to the, let's go via the back. So when we get the back, same thing, it's packed, there's a huge queue. Okay. And then lucky enough, one of the security guards was a chiller.
Mm.
So he's like, yo, Mac, come through. Hey, there, I'm feeling like a VIP. I'm like, she's with me. That one was with me. Ah, this one I don't know.
You denied cats.
I know that feeling, dog.
Yeah.
When you're just strolling in.
Yeah. Oh, but it was crazy, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, these kids, bro. There's nothing, bro. There's no furniture. It's like a hall.
Sure.
And we shape a piano one way.
Sure.
Number after number.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Some famous DJ. Apparently, he's like an Instagram big thing on social media. Melzy.
Oh, Melzy. The one who's dating the bomb.
The bomb.
Who's the bomb? No.
Andy, so the bomb.
Who's that?
You guys don't know the bomb.
No.
The young kids know the bomb. Yeah. You know the bomb. You know the bomb. You
know the bomb. Ubani.
It's this kid who's like 18 in high school, but she's an Instagrammer. Thick, nice body. Her name is Andy Swa the bomb. And she's dating Melzy. Mm. But here's the thing, she's in matric. Or was it last year or this year in matric?
I know, she keeps failing.
She keeps failing.
She keeps failing.
Ooh. Ooh. Which Ooh. One? This one.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
She's bombing matric.
Yo. Oh, she's bombing matric. Oh.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, like, hey, savages.
So. But now it's tricky. You'll continue. They live together.
Hey.
So her parents allowed her in like matric or grade 11, whenever they met, to go live with him.
Hmm. So what's wrong with that?
Ah, have you heard of a matric girl fatten sitting with someone like in matric, while in matric? That's weird.
Oh, the parents have given consent. Who the fuck are you?
Exactly.
True though.
No,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's weird, strange. It's an anomaly. They say it's an anomaly. It's something that occurs once in a while. It is, you know?
Don't you think it's safer? Because at least they
thank
know
you.
The
thank you. It's safer.
Yeah.
It's safer because here's the thing. What happens is she's in matric. You parents keep her away from the guy she's madly in love with. She keeps running away to go be with him. You guys don't know where she is. She's with him. And it destabilizes everything, including her studies. So you're right. It actually makes sense, right? I don't know if I'd do it with my daughter, but it's actually... It's smart of the parents. They are forward thinkers. Mm. They are pioneers. Mm. So Melzy's there.
Yeah, Melzy's there, dog. It's sweating, bro. I went with the hoodie.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Within 5 minutes, I needed to take it off because it was just sweating, bro.
Jesus.
And there was a girl next to me. You could tell she just went to the car for a quick round, came back, and she smelled like fish.
Her smell is sending you. What? The smell is sending.
What? You say it was hot now. You know, when was everyone is smelly, it's stinky inside, right?
Yeah, but it's a vibe, man. Mm. Yo, these kids are onto some other shit, dog.
Dog.
They party different, man.
Bro.
Yeah.
And the old people in our time, they were like, hey, these kids party different.
Yeah.
These are not the girls' kids. These, you
and
know
guess
what I mean?
Who I saw? Rupoy Paul.
Mvulani.
Yeah, Rupe Po was there.
Where? Mvulani.
That country which we shall not name.
Ah, okay. Bram Mvulani was there.
Mm.
Eh, oh.
I forgot to ask him what he was doing.
Was he playing? Yeah, I was about to ask. What was he playing?
2000s there.
Oh. Is it? Mm. Was he having fun? Or did he look like misplaced, bored, in his head, thinking, take me away. Oh, I beg you, father.
Nah, he was chilling with some other guys there. Bass was there as well.
Oh, great. Oh.
Skumba was there.
Skumba?
Skumba?
No, not the comedian.
This is the spot.
No, not the comedian.
Which other Skumba is there?
Skumba, man. You don't know Skumba? Sia.
Skumba, Sia. He used to do our social media things, right?
Yeah. And then, okay.
Oh, yeah. Why did we let go of him?
Ah, man.
That story's funny, huh?
Why did we?
Eh?
I forgot.
How? I got you was posting content.
Oh, yes. He was posting content for his own page, not the podcast page.
He was taking podcast content, exclusive, like behind the scenes, posting on his private page. When he's contracted to be posting it on
the podcast
and chill page.
Yes.
Legend.
Yeah, but great guy, man.
Great guy, bro.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, nice.
Wow, man. Did you talk to Mvulani? Bram Mvulani.
Yeah, it was short. It was like for 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The usual, right?
Yeah. I was lit, dog. Like,
you were just there to have fun.
Yeah, I was there to have fun, man. Those
what
kids
time was it now? 2 a.m.?
I left there about 4.
Whoa!
Yeah. Four. And I know some people left at 8.
And this is like in between Hartis and Midrand.
Centurion, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Centurion should be specific.
Yes.
Tanzania. Oh. I must go there. To the table Dodoma.
Shit. Do you think I'm misogynistic?
You hang out with him a lot, so you should. I think your opinion would be accurate.
The MacGyver I know on have come to know personally. We hang out as in a different space and we never talk about it. It's different to the MacGyver you know.
Keep going. Keep going.
Wait, why is the
on screen?
Why is the MacGyver behind the camera? Hey.
You are enjoying this.
You want this raise, eh? You want this raise, right? You're like, How is the MacGyver behind the mic different from the MacGyver you hang out with behind the braai?
Okay. We hang out, I think it becomes a space where, even as couples, right? We hang out as couples and it's like, not... So it's...
So he's well behaved when he's with his woman, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's very well behaved.
He doesn't say ish like, fuck so-and-so.
Yeah.
The B word. Are we allowed to say the B word?
No, you can't say
it. You can't say it.
I think we've said the B word a lot.
He said it before, but
I've said the B word.
But for me, I think hip hop fucked me up, though, because I grew up listening to Eminem, and the shit he was saying, man, was just.
Like, I don't use the B word as a word that's exchangeable with women or girl, right? I don't.
So it could be like, bitch,
I use the B
please.
Words on merit.
Mm. Like, bitch, please.
Yeah, like I could say a guy is a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what a dick. I'd normally say dick.
Yes.
For a guy, I say, what a fucking dick.
Yes.
I got to his place and, you know, the service was shit. What a dick. Mm. You know, he's got no manners. He doesn't greet. He doesn't say please. He's a dick.
Mm.
And I'll say the same for a female who behaves like a dick. I'll say a bitch.
Mm.
Jesus, she's got no manners. She's rude. She doesn't see other people around her. What a bitch.
Mm.
So I do use the term bitch, but not as a term of a female.
Mm.
But to describe a female with a particular attitude.
Mm.
I do.
Yeah, man. Because I was raised by women, so I was raised by women.
I've got a daughter. Like, it's not a way of saying, like, I'd never go, yo, bro, never said he's looking for girls. Did you bring the bitches for him on the show? You know what I mean? I'd never say that. Like, you call me like, yo, come through for a bribe. Like, are there bitches there?
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy. Yeah, I'd never, you know? So, yeah, there's nothing wrong. I remember you were interviewing Kid X.
Yes.
You know, and he's got a daughter. And now Kid X is like on some other level. Like, that guy probably can walk on water. You
know? Yeah. That's so pure, man. Smoke,
so pure. Yeah. And it's like, he doesn't use the term bitch anymore, you know? Whoa. And so I was like, and Megan's like, Saul still uses it. And he's got a daughter. I'm like, dude, the fuck? Throwing me under the bus. And I'm like, yeah, but so this is my explanation. I do, but only for someone with a really stinking attitude who happens to be female. And if it's a guy, I could still use bitch or dick.
Doesn't that equate to saying, okay, I've got white, like a white person say, I've got black friends, so I can use the word nigger?
No.
But you see.
No. Like,
bitch, please.
Like, no. No, 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 no. Different context. No. No.
Yeah, but it's
that's
like,
a good statement. I have a daughter. A while, eh?
You know, I respect my daughter. I was raised by a woman.
You didn't hear me.
Woman.
I said, bitch, please.
Hey.
No, man. Come on. I go to you taking it to another place now.
Nah.
To another place.
No, I am. But it's legit, though. It's legit.
So, I didn't get you. What are you saying? What are you
no,
saying?
No, I'm saying it's equating it to, like, now, you're saying, Saul, yes, Saul has a daughter, but still uses the word bitch.
Yes.
You know, just like a white person saying, I've got a black friend, so
yeah,
I can use the word
she's
nigger.
Right. She's right.
No. Number one, right? Like I said, I don't use the term, firstly, I don't use the term bitch to describe women. I use the term bitch to describe a particular person with a certain attitude. So I could say, if I say, Tato, let's go do this tomorrow, right? And he chickens out, or nah, that's bad. The bad example. Chickening out.
Oh.
Like if he, I walk around with him and he's got a shit attitude towards everybody, and I'm like, dog, stop being a bitch. I know these people, I need to live with them tomorrow. You know what I mean? Stop that, you know? So I use the term, and even to with guys.
So what if it's a female who has a bad attitude?
Who I don't like?
Yeah.
I will say, stop being a bitch.
But you just said you don't use that term on females.
No, it's not a term that's interchangeable with the term woman or girl.
Oh, it describes the attitude of the person.
Yes, it's a term.
Okay.
Yes, so
yes,
I could never say to ask you, bro, are there any, how many women are there? I'd never say, how many bitches are there? I don't. I could never, ever do that.
Don't you get what he's saying?
She so does get what she's saying. She's just trying to make me look bad.
Yeah, he uses it to describe someone's attitude.
Attitude. Like the bitchy behavior. To get me? I don't use it to describe a particular sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd never say to someone, it's not interchangeable. I don't see when women are not like, I don't refer to them as hoes or bitches. You know what I mean?
Remember Pulukwani brunch? Where the hoes?
Yes,
where the hoes?
See, that guy. The guy was like, where's the V-class with the hoes? You know what I mean? Like,
where the hoes?
The hoes.
We're like, oh, dude, you don't say that. We don't say that. So I do, but not. I don't refer to women as bitches. Like,
how much do you think 90s hip-hop fucked us up, like, as guys?
Me, not a lot.
Bro, man.
Me, not a lot.
You know you can't listen to that music now. Like, they'd be cancelled in an instant.
Eminem can't say yes the things he used to say.
Because they used to drop the F word, like, every 2 seconds.
Yes. There used to be a time where when you battle
J-Lo,
someone.
If J-Lo was my mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber.
Remember Eminem's first album?
Yeah.
And it had that, the start.
The skit.
Yes, that's skit.
Where they're sucking his dick, yeah.
Not even. There was the dragging.
Give it to Dre.
No, I think it was his. Wasn't it his wife? And it's
Kim.
Like
Kim, yeah. Where he's killing his wife.
Yes,
yeah.
It was just so brutal.
So long,
yeah.
Bitch, you did me so wrong.
Guys, I got in so much trouble for that.
I don't want to go on living in this world without you.
My father found that album.
Eh?
My father, he found the album and he listened to it. Yo, I had to come for a meeting. What is this that you're listening to?
Yeah.
Because you just started off with that part, you know? Like, I hate you, Kim.
And then he bought a stunt gun.
Yeah.
Some lungis.
Ah, no.
Yeah. He said, confess. With a stunt gun to your head. What is this? What's the meaning of all of this? Before I blow your head.
Anyway, speaking about music, Ama Piano Awards. A lot of people have been asking about
them. Oh, yes. What happened to the Ama Piano Awards?
Yes.
What
happened? They are officially opening limited tickets to the public for the first annual South African Ama Piano Music Awards. It's going to be an intimate gala event dubbed Ama Piano's Biggest Night.
Wow.
At the Sandton Convention Center with an after party at the same venue.
Nice.
Sounds litty, man.
Wow.
Initially, the 30th of September was the cutoff date for voting, but it has now been extended to the 23rd of October for Song of the Year.
Wow.
And the 22nd of October for all the other categories. Mushendiki is going to be a host.
Oh, nice.
Zola Ayabulela is going to be a host, as well as Robert Boy. Zanele Potela is the host of the red carpet.
Oh, Potela.
Yeah.
Wasn't she supposed to be on the table?
Yeah.
She was. And then we trained it, I'm leaving this table.
Oh. Oh, when we trended for the LGBTQ
thing. She knew what no
smoke. She was like ducking under the table.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She dropped us.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
She dropped us, man. She's on to great things.
Though. Yeah, she's
doing well, man. We're happy for her.
We're happy for her. It's all love. So make sure you visit saamapianoawards.com for more information. Let's call Robert Boy. He's a massive chiller, bro.
Oh, Robert Boy's a chiller.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he come hang out with us in the studio? As a friend of the chillers.
Nah, he should, man.
On the top of the podcast.
Bro, I was speaking to him during the week. He's like, yo, I heard it's your birthday. Put me on the lineup.
Oh, nice.
You'll be shocked. I'm surprised. I think even the president is a chiller.
I wouldn't be surprised. Are you okay, man?
Hey, what's the level?
Hey,
this one?
What's happening, Robert Boy?
Oh, good, my G. What's the level?
Bro, I want to know, between you and Soul, who owns which one is this one?
He does.
So,
hey man, you own it, bro. I just want my fingers on it, man. I just found this shit here and I love it.
Are you Theo on Tantra?
Am I?
Are you Theo on
Tantra?
I think I'm Kanka, bro. Can't be Theo.
Because you are leading, eh?
No, for reasons I can't mention.
Yeah. My dog, mic. Listen, man, we're all excited. Ama Piano Awards, they are happening. How are you excited to be a part of it, bro?
Yo, I'm excited about those awards, man. I'm one of the three hosts.
Yeah?
So we're going to shake things up, man. I mean, it's the biggest challenge in the country, so I think it's dope that we finally have awards that, you know, represent them.
And how big is the bag? Was it worth it?
The bag?
Mm.
Yeah.
How?
And what's your song of the year? Who are you going for?
Song of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one, eh? Because Umsebenzi really did the work.
Yeah.
I gotta agree with him. 7-8 is still banging.
It's the one, bro.
Yeah, man. What can people look forward to? Have they given you like a brief of what's gonna be happening? What's gonna be happening, bro?
No brief yet. I just know that it is at the Sandton Convention Center, 23rd of October. So obviously because of the regulations being down, it's gonna be like a live shandy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited for that. Because the online things are fine, but not for awards, man.
Yeah.
And I think we got to do like something special for Mpura and, you know, Kilakau, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, of course. I'm a chance. You know, like a slideshow of their stuff and maybe a tribute performance will be great.
Yeah, because I know you're really, really tight with them, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, I was close to all five of the gents, man.
Mm. Awesome. And then I'm looking forward to, are you still coming to my birthday party, bro?
Yeah, we're rocking. Again, we're rocking.
Ah, let's rock. Which level? Which level?
The only level. Can you tell him what? 59 or
what? A young 59.
And what song are you going to perform? Because you only have one hit, Chief.
Oh, you're throwing shade. I've got one hit.
Sila.
I'll bring you exclusive.
All right, cool, man. Shout out to you, Robert Boy. See you on... When is it happening? When's the event happening?
The event is on the 23rd of October.
23rd of October. Awesome, man.
Shout out.
We'll be looking out for you and all the best, my brother.
Nah, shout out. Big shout out to you out there and Saul, as well as the ghost lady in the cut.
Shout out, Robert
Boy.
Love you long time, man.
Thank you, Robert Boy.
Man, I love how these new cats speak, man. Robert, Saul in the cut. Ghost Lady in the cut.
Dog. Everybody, you're out in the cut.
All right, cool, man. Have you been to Konka, bro?
No.
Yeah?
It's way out of my income bracket.
Yeah?
Jeez, from what I hear, I mean, it's just flamboyant and extravagant. Dude. Ostentatious behavior and Ace of Spades flying and, Yeesh. Right?
Yeah, apparently, you can't buy beer. They don't sell beer. It's only bottles.
They don't sell beer.
They don't sell beer.
So you can't buy,
belong
like
at Konka.
Yeah.
No. Konka can miss me, bro.
You need about 4 or 5K just to, you know, quench your thirst.
Not even to bowl. No way.
So you honestly can't get beer in there. Or even ciders.
No beer, no ciders.
Mm. Highball.
It fucks with the aesthetics.
Highball. Kanjani. But I mean, you can buy like a 24, then get 2 ice buckets and rock your beer.
Yeah.
No, I'd be concussed, bro. I would spend 10 grand for a night at Konka. I'm concussed.
What's the most you've spent?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the way I'm not that kind of baller, and also I ain't got the money to spend like, you know, that kind of money at a club. But I don't count. I've never walked away going, fuck, I've overspent, right? Because there's a budget and I remain within it. I don't kill myself. I don't like people. Yeah. Why the fuck would I overspend for people that I don't know, that I'm not impressed by? Why would I try to impress them? So I don't know. You?
No, I can have a DJ, so we always get like riders and stuff.
Free things.
But I remember I was playing in Santon somewhere, one of these Lani places. And I wanted a beer, so I bought myself an Amstel. And then in the VIP, you can't chill there unless you have a bottle. So because I was a DJ, they couldn't get rid of me, so I was the only one with an Amstel. And the bouncers looked at me funny.
Soy la mer.
Because I'm a DJ, they can't get rid of me.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. Ouch.
But that's so messed up, bro. Yeah. How are you going to regulate how people must spend their money?
Yeah.
Maybe increase the entrance fee then, right? Make it 300 or whatever, so that then you get rid of the mark and get the people who can afford to be in there and let them drink whatever they want to drink.
And for me, I just feel weird, bro. Like Hennessy is how much? 400, 500 in the bottle store?
Five, 500, 600.
And then in the club is 3,000.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like the one time we were at a spot and and the Jägermeister was like, what? How much was it, boys? 1.2. I mean, this thing was 200, man. This thing was 300, 250. 1.2?
Yeah.
For a Jäger. Yeah. And it's not even like the strongest alcohol out there. It's like Mooty. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like imnandi, and it's for vibe, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really if you want to get sloshed. I wouldn't take Jäger. I'm 1.2? And I told my friend, I complained to her. She's like, hey, that's the price.
For 2,000 first price. Drink, I want to get sloshed. I must be fucking drunk.
I don't get it. Maybe
2,000.
I had to split the bill with like friends. Let's say we decide we're gonna go into VIP. Obviously, buy bottles.
Now you must kazat.
No, so we split the bill. Maybe like 5 of us. Now, obviously, the bill at the end is about 5,000. So, 1,000.
Yeah, how much is five of you?
How much is the Ace of Spades? The one that's always got the
Jay-Z's thing.
Hey.
The flashing lights.
Don't they say it's about
25?
Yes, 25.
25 grand.
25K.
For those bottles. You
in the club.
That's more than my rent, dog. Fuck me.
25 grand for an Ace of Spades.
No way.
Oh, I'm a fair too. What is special about that, dog?
And they always buy them in buckets. They never buy one.
No, you can't buy one
Ace of Spades. There, it's not Kazat level. You can't Kazat 5,000, get one. What is Ace of Spades? Is it like a sparkling wine?
It's a champagne.
It's a champagne. 25 grand.
But wait, guys. Sometimes these owners pay people to come and act like they're buying so other people can buy.
Yeah. Is it? Yes. Because
yes.
There are bottles that are always in.
Like
someone will take a pic on Insta, like just arrived, Konka. It's like, what, 6 o'clock, right? And at midnight picture, the bottles are still there. Yeah. Not drank.
Yeah.
You're like, still there, not drank, haven't moved. Let's put the ice.
Yeah.
You're right, though. Yeah. We've been scammed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a scam
going on here, guys.
Because if you have a honey, right, and she's chilling with you, and then the table next to you, she sees like 12 ace of spades, you're going to want to flesh, you know?
Yeah.
Like show off, like, I'm gonna get 20 lap.
Yeah. Come on.
Now you're using your credit card, my man.
Sure.
Yo.
Now you're the joker. Just to impress spades, aces. The fuck.
Anyway, I wanna play a game, man. It's called Secrets of Hats.
Okay.
Secrets of Hats.
Is that that's a shit name.
Secrets of Hats.
Well, we've got a hat
with secrets.
With secrets in it.
Hats of Secrets.
Hats of Secrets.
What's your secret?
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Hats of
you're
Secrets.
Always right. You're always right.
Okay.
Hats of Secrets.
I like Hats of Secrets, though.
Hats of Secrets.
Yes. Hats of Secrets. Yeah.
I like so I asked everybody in the crew here to write a secret, and then we're going to try to guess who the secret belongs to.
Oh.
Let's go. Let's go. Ooh. All right. Okay. Here's secret number one. Yo. So, okay. We've got Aya, the sound guy.
Okay.
Penduka, Ghost Lady, Tato, Mesh. Hey, Konja, what's his name, Mesh?
Is it Tabang?
Tibla. Yeah, he's Tibla. My fizolo.
Tibla, yeah. Tibla is like part of Meligant. Meligant family.
Yeah.
You know what Tikizi and Tikizi family?
Yeah.
He's like family of Meligant, yeah.
Sound engineer, not sound guy.
Hey. No, he's got a certificate, the local bro. That is framed.
Hey.
With a golden frame, a diploma. With a golden frame in Kailicha.
He's hanging at his mother's house.
Yeah, ain't no way he's gonna call him the sound guy. Sound engineer, fam.
All right.
And also Innocent was also, there's also Innocent.
Oh, Innocent as well.
Oh,
that's
hey.
My cousin. He's the driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ngoman.
Yeah, if you need a driver, by the way, hit my cousin up. He's looking for a job.
Oh, nice.
Like during the week.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Awesome. He's on delivers the grandiose.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a bucky. It's a caddy, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a caddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, lost my virginity at 22.
Mesh! That's smash, man. That's smash.
You lost your virginity last year.
Oh,
man,
I'd say Neo.
This guy.
Nah,
no.
He was a child star, bro. Remember, yeah. He was a child star on E.
Yeah, man.
So he's been chowing.
I'll go for Mesh.
I'm going for Tibla. You rock Tibla.
Tibla's still a virgin.
Yeah, Tibla's still a virgin. Yeah.
All right, cool. Whose secret is that? Is it you?
No, actually.
Who is it?
No, it's mine.
No, we leave now. We reveal now.
It's mine.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Oh.
No way.
I was a late bloomer, fam. I was a late bloomer. 2009.
What?
Dog, imagine I was going to see the World Cup a virgin. I was like, there's no way so I'm seeing the World Cup a virgin.
Philip can't be here and I'm a virgin. Oh.
Philip can't be here, bro.
Oh, makes sense. That's why you're trying to make up for lost time now.
Yeah. I think I made up a long time ago. I've been, yo, man.
22,
dog. I was a grown-ass man.
Oh.
Yeah, I was 22.
Which had why at the time?
No, I was an intern. I just started with the internship.
Yeah.
I was a Y academic because we got the show 2010 April.
Yeah.
I was a Y academic. I was in the Y Academy.
Who was it? Do you remember?
A lady by the name of Dimakato, an ex.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, an ex.
Did you know what we were doing?
Huh?
Did you know what you were doing?
I did. Yeah. Woo! I did.
Yeah.
I actually had an amazing first time. Like a lot of people say it's a mess, whatever. I had an amazing first time. And that's the amazing part of being a late bloomer.
Was it her first time as well?
It was not her first time, but she was inexperienced. Because I remember when I wanted to go for doggy, she thought I want to go anal.
Oh.
You know?
Dog, your first time, you already say, let's do doggy.
How?
You didn't? Yeah. And that's the beauty of doing your first time, right? When you're older, because you've
you explore.
You've explored. You know what I mean? And
explored
you're,
what when you haven't had any pussy?
Like, well, you've watched things, you've seen. You know what I mean? You know the styles. You know what's involved. It was beautiful, bro.
Wow.
Like, came to my place. listened to some music, and you know, she was wearing pink tracksuits, I remember. Mm. And also, I
of course, you remember, it was last week.
That's funny. That's very funny. That's very funny. And I'd been reading that black book by Dee Jenkins, the female orgasm black book. So we started with a massage. And I remember Sella Cask is the one she had asked, like when I asked, do you drink any wine earlier in the week? Like, yeah. And yeah, dog, it was amazing. Apart from not getting doggy, of course, but it was great.
Had you ever ejaculated before that time?
Of course.
Of course. Oh, ejaculate? Of course.
No scomor.
Of course, dog. I was staying in Alex Comor. I was in Comor. Shooting them Crescente. No, of course, bro. Of course. The only way you'd had sexual pleasure prior to losing your virginity is you know, manhandling your things.
Dude, that's so fascinating, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you've been getting pussy, bro.
I thought, I've been getting pussy, but after 22, I've been getting but 22, dog, like, you know.
Hey, thanks, man.
I thought, tips.
So, show love, tips.
Yeah.
Tibula. Sorry, dog. Got a backbone.
All right, cool.
No, next. Dog, like, yeah. I thought I didn't have secrets. Now I realize.
This one is an essay. Who wrote an essay here?
Sure.
All right, let's go. I went to the groove at the age of 10 while mom was sleeping. Even to this day, she doesn't know anything. Ah, that's weak.
That's Aya. That's Aya. That's Aya.
That's Tibla, ne?
Yeah.
Ah, that's Tibla.
It sounds so innocent.
Yeah.
Tibla.
Tibla, is that you?
Oh, it is.
Come on. What kind of secret is that, dog?
Give him the mic. I don't know. What gig was this?
That's a weak secret.
Yeah, bro.
But that was like probably 2018, you know? Just happened now, guys.
And I'm sure his groove is a tavern. He just went to the next door tavern.
Was it really groove or was it just another like 8-year-old's
like
party?
I would go to like these grooves with older people. And for me to go there, I used to sneak out the window.
And they let you in at Konka at 10?
No, not Konka. Not Konka.
What groove was it?
Like at home, there's always this event every year, DJ Janisto birthday bash, and every kid was going. So I was a church boy.
So
I couldn't go.
So what are you doing at 10? Are you drinking? Or just to be around the lights?
I did drink.
You're drinking at 10.
What are you drinking at 10?
I'd rather not see any drinking, but I used to drink. And I would come back like before mom wakes up. And when we had to go to church, I had this hangover. And it was bad.
You went to Sunday school with a hangover.
Yeah, and then what age did you lose your virginity? Out of curiosity.
At 13.
13?
Oh. Yeah.
13?
Yeah, with 13.
Yes, 13.
13?
Yeah.
I was in grade 7.
Damn, dog.
Wow. Hey, and how old was the girl?
She was older than me. It was an older person.
That's rape, you know that?
Nah.
Fuck, dude. Oh, how old was she?
I'm not sure, but she was older than me.
Over 18?
No.
Oh, okay, then it's not rape. It's not statutory.
Are you sure? Yeah. Weren't you playing Mamali Papa?
No.
Wow.
Hey, this nigga's lived, eh?
Yo. Hey, dude, hey, you've lived, bro. Damn.
All right, next one. Let's go.
Next one.
Okay. I used to sleep at SABC hoping I would meet someone who can give me an opportunity on radio. Wild times. That's Aya.
That must be Aya.
That must be Aya.
Aya.
The only one.
That's Aya. Where would you sleep at SABC, bro?
Why do you think it's me?
No, he wants to know if you were sleeping at the same place.
No. Me had a card. Me had an excess card. Don't worry, dog. I was in the penthouse. You know?
I got 5 FM.
I was in 8th floor penthouse, man. I had a card. I had an access card. You
were in the parking.
I used to go there and, with William Lahong. And,
oh, you know Lahong?
Yeah.
Oh,
we used to work at ETV, so I used to go there.
Yeah.
While I was an intern at ETV. Mm. There was no taxis or anything back then, so I had to sleep there and go back. Eventually, I got into Urban Beat. Yeah, I got
Pimpin Beats. Who was it, Crunch?
Christos and thingy. And
oh, and Vinny.
I mixed on that show.
Where were you sleeping? Because ACBC is the escalators, right?
There's these couches. Yeah.
There's couches by the reception.
Yeah.
Before you go through the.
Between the reception and Metro FM and 5 FM.
And 5 FM, there's couches there. Mm.
So how would you go through the metal detectors?
The gate.
Yeah.
Lati will open for me.
Oh.
And then she M.N. Lati.
Who's M.N. Lati?
You don't know Lati?
Huh?
She stands in on Metro Man a lot.
So why don't you just go in with her?
You can't though. Mm-hmm. So you have to wait outside and she lets you in sometimes, and then when she doesn't let you in, you wait there.
Man, you were shadowing.
A bit.
Ah, this guy is trying to sleeping.
No, it was shadowing. He just didn't have transport to go home.
Yeah.
Because you began to sound like you were sleeping for someone, an opportunity. You know? But
isn't that waiting for it?
No.
Nah. That's shadowing, dog.
Yeah.
You know, a bit.
At least sometimes, you're inside.
Sometimes you're again, sometimes
you hustled,
I'm Genis, or sometimes.
You're down that got the t-shirt or the slumber.
Yeah.
At SABC.
Jeez, so the radio career didn't materialize.
Hey, Doug, that went downhill.
Yeah.
Never. Wait, what did you offer?
That's why I'm here with you now.
Yeah? Right? Yeah? You wanted a sound gig.
No, you wanted to be on air.
I wanted to do technical.
Oh.
Yeah, you wanted to remember, sound engineer.
By the way, you got a new single. Check out Aya's new single.
Ah, yes. Nyan Nyan.
Nyan Nyan.
Nyan Nyan.
I need some competition. Yeah,
I appreciate it. I'm big competition.
Competition. From Kuzen.
No, I have been hustling. I came across an email of his from 2015.
That was the same time.
Oh. Yes, where he had sent me a song like, hey, uncle, please check out my song.
I didn't say uncle.
I was like, what did you say? Well, you said something like,
I said soul.
A brasol.
I didn't say.
You didn't say? You sure?
Nah.
Okay, check out my song. My king. So I'm emailing him.
You called him my king.
Yeah, because I was emailing him. His name popped up. I'm like, oh, his name is Search. I'm like, oh, he's been hustling.
Yeah. I was still in Cape Town back then.
Wow, dope, man. In your new home?
Yeah. No.
Khayelitsha.
Home, yeah. Right, then cool. I came here.
Next secret. Let's go.
Khayelitsha's new home.
Yo!
New home.
Hey! God, is this one?
Wow, what's that?
One of my boy's girlfriend is flirting with me.
One of my...
girlfriend. My boy's girlfriend. Is flirting with me. So it's like your woman flirting with me.
Oh wow, that's Mesh.
Mesh,
go.
Nah, it's Tato.
Tato.
I think it's Newa's woman, eh? Remember the woman we found on the show?
Yeah, Newa and Rhea are a thing now.
Yes, I think it's her. Because she's loving the crew, that one. Loving the crew.
Nah, you can't say that, dog.
Are you for real, dog?
Is it you, Veletat?
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I knew it. And it's Rhea, eh?
Ah, no, it's not her.
Oh, who is it?
Who is it?
Some other girl, not from the crew.
Oh, not from the crew.
Oh.
Not from the crew. So another friend.
Yeah, another friend.
Okay. Not Blackie.
Ah, not Blackie. Blackie is the crew, not from the crew.
No, man. You must tell me, I'm not Riam Ten. Tell me, I'm not Riam Ten. Shame, man.
So, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm in a relationship, so you know I'm committed. I can't be doing that to my boys also, you see.
Yeah.
So
if you're single, you'd smash.
I let it slide. Yeah?
If you're single, you'd smash.
No, still I can't do that to my boys.
Yeah, you can't. It's a code, bro. There's
bro code, you know.
Guys, you don't do that. Have you done that? Have you smashed a friend's girl?
Yeah.
Hey!
To test if I was testing if it's a real thing or not.
For who?
What do you mean the real thing?
Like if they're strong, then they'll survive.
So you're just shaking things up. Shaking the boat. Shaking the relationship.
Yeah.
Wow. And did they survive?
No, they didn't. See,
but you're a fucked up friend for
you're
that, man.
Nah, he wasn't serious, man. You know?
What if he was
and
serious?
The girl was feeling the guy. Okay, thing.
Ha. Huh. Nah, you're a fucked up friend, man.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch move. You see, ghost lady? It's not a word reserved for females. That's a bitch move. You're a bitch.
But they were not serious, dog.
But still. Okay, did your homie know?
Yeah.
And did he approve?
No, he got mad a bit. But I was like, but dog, you know the vibes.
If your homie gives you the green light, yeah, you can do it, right? Because you know he's not
serious.
There
are homies that give each other green lights.
Yeah, they are. Guys are dicks. Those guys aren't just dicks. Like, there's guys who would. Especially if he's not serious. Especially if he is in a relationship and that girl is a side, right? But the crew will know the girl as his girl, even though they know she's not the main one.
Yes.
And he's like, I can smash, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's guys like that, and the girl would be madly in love thinking he's the one and whatnot, and yet you've got these guys hitting on you. And sometimes it's not like the girl wants the other guys, but because the guy is given a green light, the guys will try their luck, and she'll be like, dude, your friends are weird. And he knows, I just told them they can try if they want, but he won't tell you.
But you see, I won't smash your woman because I know you're in love with her.
Yeah, but I'm not a person who shares. Even if, like, I wasn't, you just wouldn't.
So you wouldn't share Colin Feg?
She's not mine to share.
Okay.
Hey. She's not mine to share.
Hey, man.
She's not. I can't share what I don't have.
She's for the fans. Hey, man. She's for the fans.
Hey?
She's for the fans.
Yeah, no.
All right. Here we go. I used to be a city boy. Slept with 5 different women in one day. 5 different locations. Ah, that's mesh. Ah, is it? Come on, no.
Special figure. Special figure, mesh. Special figure.
Yo, 5. Damn, dog. Hey, you beat my record. Yo.
What's the highest number of chicks you've slept with in a day?
3.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's 3 is my number also.
Yeah, I had 3 gigs. You can put the... Do the maths.
What's the 3 gigs?
Yeah.
So it was in the evening?
Yeah, it was Soweto.
Conca.
Val. And then the last gig was Pretoria.
So now you're screwing away in the car?
No, I took them all back to the lodge. I mean, it was first come, first serve.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, fuck, my mom's watching. Shit.
Miro's morning. Afternoon, evening. It was immediately after the radio show, clap, take her back home, get another one, clap, and then later on, my lady.
Your lady doesn't count.
She doesn't count. It's pussy. The question is, how many people have you smashed in a day?
No, right? Your woman doesn't count. That's like guaranteed, dog.
Yeah, but it's still the stamina, dog, to rock for those, like, 3 different people, 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
And how old were you? 22 years and one day.
No, man. I was like, I can't say when.
Why not?
Eh?
Why not?
It was like 2014. Yeah. 14. Yeah, it was 5 days. Yeah.
But 5, damn, dog. You got stamina, dog. Yo,
5, bro.
Isn't just in peel.
So,
sure.
Stamina, like, it was an evening. Like, how was it? 5, bro. Because I'm trying to think. Time frame, 24 hours. When do you squeeze the 5?
No, melukate.
Melukate.
What does that mean?
Ukpeita. Like, to beat. Ukpeita, like an enema. And you know beta, bro. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so 1 in the morning, 2 emini, 2 later on.
Any at the same time?
I haven't had that luck.
Jeez, man.
And how do you even do same time? I don't understand same time.
Huh?
How do you do same time?
Oh, no, I mean, like, in those 5, did you have, like, same time, like a threesome?
I think ask McGee, he knows. Angaz
in the toilet at top. Same time, nah.
5, dog.
Dude.
Damn.
Yeah, I used to be. Back then, though, it's not me now, guys. Years ago.
Shasha. What do you mean? You're like 22, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, dog? You're like 22, man. This must have happened last week.
They're saying, what were you yesterday?
Like, years ago, when I was a freshman.
Guys, you know now what's going on when the episode is uploaded at 6. You know what's going on.
And have you spoken to the lady since?
Yeah, now and we are mutual friends.
All 5.
Yeah, no hard feelings.
No.
This
guy's crazy.
I think you must mention your intentions. Kusaqalwa nje indaba icace indlale phansi. Yeah, we are here to do 1, 2, 3. Let's rock, clap, dance. It's like you're at a restaurant. Either you tip the waiter or you don't. It's fine. He still has his job. You get what I'm saying?
It's
a bad example, but yeah.
Legends of mash.
Nah.
You don't like it, Gorka, the sparkles. Here's his pussy.
Hey.
Akubethele fana ba ilungisile. I think it was a call in the loop. It's shining. You know when your food is arriving from the corner and you go, hey, it's shining there.
There's an enema. There's an enema.
And a spade, pagan. Yeah. Ace of spades. Smash, I'm shy of a pussy.
Oh, goodness gracious me. All right, cool.
I'm shy of a pussy.
My mom doesn't know I love dancing.
Ah, that's Ghost Lady.
No, no, no. That's Eno. That's Mchafa. Mchafa, it's you, ne?
Your mom, what kind of... Hey, man, write another secret. What kind of secret is... My mom doesn't know I love dancing.
That's a
what
secret?
What kind of secret is that? What kind of secret is... Hey, man. What kind of secret is that?
So what? You dance and then...
Like, why
okay, come dance first.
Yeah,
let's see the dance that your mom
let's
doesn't
see,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
please.
See.
Make up for this pop secret.
Yeah?
There's no music, though.
Ah, give him music. Yeah. What song won't flag?
Your song. Or an unreleased song.
Ah, yes, song.
Oh, yeah, let me play my new single.
Yeah, play an unreleased song, because it don't
new
flag.
New single that I'm working on. So it's not the final one.
You see, you're getting the spot.
He's already making excuses for the song. It's not the final one. It's not the final one. Just play the song. My man, what kind of secret is your mom doesn't know you dance? Okay, Jive, I dance.
Good one.
Hey, which one is that one? Oh, God. Zemago line. Okay. I appeared in court and lied on the affidavit and to the judge. Woo!
Hey, man. Now, that's like a perjury or something?
Has to be Ghost Lady.
Hi!
Has to be Ghost Lady, dog.
Dude, it's what? Obvious. That, isn't that the last one?
No, there's one more.
Oh.
It's you, ne?
Yeah, that's
you. You lie.
But I can't talk about it, guys.
You lied. You're a gangster, bro.
It's a crime.
What a bitch move.
It's a crime. Crime. You see?
You're just trying to call me a bitch.
You see?
Like, you's a bitch. Because of my behavior, right?
Weren't you scared, bro? Obviously, you can't talk about it, but I want to talk about the feeling. Like, which is
no,
scared.
Of course. Yo. Yeah, of course.
Lying on the affidavit. Everybody does that. I mean, I think
a lot of people.
Affidavit.
When, like, where did you lose your cell phone?
Yes, for insurance purposes or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, affidavit. Hey, but to the judge.
Yeah.
To the judge.
I had to support the affidavit.
Nah.
Yeah.
So you did it for a good cause?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I had to.
Sure. He's in Jamaica.
Hectic.
Chilling with gangsters here, man.
Hey, dude. Hectic.
And then the last one is not necessary.
Which one? What is it? Hey!
Let me read the last one. Let me read the last one.
I don't have any secrets, chief. Yeah? I've said everything.
Me too. I was like that. It was tough for me to find a secret. Because I've shared so much on the podcast about myself.
Someone's mom's gonna cry. Hey, yay. Someone is gonna be in trouble.
I stopped sleeping with my mom at the age of 15. In grade 9. Grade 9, I'm fine.
That's how much of a feminist I am.
Just supporting you. Let's support you.
Hey, I stopped late, dog. Yo.
Why, bro?
I don't know, man.
Damn. Damn, bro. So your mom didn't have a boyfriend or someone?
No.
That nigga must have hated you. Fuck.
When did you stop?
When?
Yeah.
You. Like at eight, nine?
Yeah.
I was sleeping in my own room, early.
When did you stop breastfeeding? Maybe that's actually another question.
Yeah, dog, when did you stop breastfeeding?
Oh, I don't know, I was too young, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And you, are you?
Because I know boys like
eight,
that.
Eight.
You stop breastfeeding at eight.
You were late as well, ne? 18.
What? What's this? Sleeping with the mom or breastfeeding?
Tanto.
Sleeping with your mom.
Grade 7, grade 8. Yeah, it happens.
Sharing a bed with your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, it happens.
And then what if you wanna?
I weren't doing that.
What do you mean? I didn't 15.
Know. I don't know what that was. Oh. I don't know.
It's 15.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. No way.
Kid, you know.
15. This guy was having sex. He was 13.
But I was a nerd, bro.
I get it. Me too. But like. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
When did you get time to discover your sexuality?
It was at a LAN party.
At a LAN party?
LAN party. L-A-N.
LAN. LAN's party.
No.
What's a LAN party?
It's where we hook up, we bring our PCs, connect them and play games like against each other.
What the hell is that, dog?
LAN.
It's white.
Who does that?
I told you I was a nerd, dog.
You get together and play games.
Yes. So you bring your laptop or your PC. We plug each other via the LAN network.
Yeah.
And then we start playing games.
Jesus.
Against each other.
Party?
Yeah.
Sounds like a political party. Get together and play games. Don't give a fuck about people.
So we're there and then... this other friend of mine decides to go to the bathroom because we got bored of playing the game. So like at about 2-3 we started watching porn.
Okay.
So that was my first time watching porn.
I'm like, oh, and how old are you now?
I mean, 15? High school.
Damn. You started watching porn in high school?
Yeah.
But isn't that the right age?
No, primary school. VHS. VHS. Someone steals their uncle's thingies. Movies and you watch. You know you'll find them under the mattress. Any adult. You rock the VHS.
Yeah. So now he goes to the bathroom. So after we watch the porn, right? He goes to the bathroom. We carry on playing. And then we're like, hey guys, where's Nick? He's been gone for a minute. So they're like, I must go check him in the bathroom. When I get there, his pants are here and he's yanking one out. I'm like, Nick, what are you doing? He's like, I'm coming, just close the door.
Ooh. White kid.
Yeah, white
obviously.
Kid. So when I got home, I'm like, what was Nick doing? I tried it. And then, yeah, I've never looked back.
Yeah. You discovered a different joystick.
And left your mama's bed.
And left his mom's bed.
Oh, that was fun, man. Fuck it up.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, 15. Bro. Yeah, 15.
Crazy.
Bro. Anyway, anything I'm leaving out? What do you want to say?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man, there's a segment we missed out last week. Oh, it was cold.
Which what one? Happened?
The hearing doctor.
Ugh.
Oh, man. You want to hear now? Man,
no,
we missed it. It wasn't part of the episode.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the cameras were. What happened with the cameras?
The camera, come on, it died. The batteries,
yeah,
died.
The batteries.
So,
died.
What happened was there's three cameras, and that only MacGyver's camera was on. That one died, that one died.
Yeah.
So, I was talking about the doctor,
yeah,
because I think last week's show was quite long, né?
Yeah.
Yes. That's why, yeah, we're just saluting the doctor, man. Well, DJ Zinka and Bongs for shout out to them, they're getting married.
Yeah,
they're tying the knots after they had their daughter. And then the doctor, there's a doctor, South African surgeon who cured deafness.
Yes.
By operating. And it's like the first in history.
Yeah, it's the first in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell the joke.
Oh, come on.
It won't be genuine.
No. I hasn't heard it. Come on.
It's not genuine, guys.
But it was gold, dog.
Okay, well, please, I need to re-record it.
Please tell
us. Let's re-record this thing.
No, just share
okay,
the
story.
No, it's awkward now.
Okay.
But
okay, re-record it. Yeah, the thing there.
Okay, you know what, ne? What we can do is, you don't say last week we missed out, because now,
yes, now
they will know that everything is fake. The laughs are fake. Everything
yeah.
is fake.
Yeah.
They will know.
Let's just talk.
So when you say anything else, I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, forgot to mention this last week. It's a bit old, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah. Let's do the shandies.
Fucking hell, guys.
Let's go.
Don't let me down. Laugh. All right.
The
doctor
joke. Camera 1, rolling. Camera 2, rolling.
Anything else, bro?
Oh. Nah, nothing. Oh, yeah, yeah, flip. I think this is old, man. But shout out to Zinka.
Yeah.
Zinka and DJ Bongs are about to get married.
Yay.
Bongs went down on his knee.
Oh, man, that's funny, dog.
Bong went down on his knee.
Oh, is that the cue to love?
Oh.
You said we must love. Okay, ask Eve. When must we love?
Okay. You see, you guys fucked this up. It's yours fucking fault.
Okay,
wait. Oh my god, I feel like we're gonna have everything on, right? I feel like Mesh coming here was just for show. It's gonna be
okay. When you want me to laugh, just go like this with the hand.
Yeah.
Go like this with the hand, then I'll
okay, laugh. I'll go like that with the hand.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the doctor story, remember?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's go. Let's go, Mesh.
Again.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, again, bro.
Okay.
Yini ncuma ma camera ngithi ndoda ncuma ma camera. Wancuma kanjani camera ndoda shoot the movie.
Take 2 of the doctor. Love. Camera 1 rolling.
Gosh.
Hey, what else has been happening?
Zinke, man, I forgot to mention this last week. Shout out to Zinke.
Oh, yeah. You did the hand.
You did the hand.
Oh. Oh. That's why he said I must do the hand. Because he knows it's a common gesture. It's a common gesture, right? I always go like... Ah, that's stupid. That was a good one. That was a good one. Oh, he knows I speak like that, right?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. All right, so what else happened?
Oh, Zinke, bro. Zinke and Bongs are there getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, man. Yeah, and also, there's another thing. Man, I should have mentioned these things last week. There's a doctor, South African doctor, Mashuru Chifularo, I think. He is the first doctor in the world to cure deafness through or via an operation.
No way!
Wow. Surgery.
Wow!
Crazy.
Wow!
One of the people... You see now. Wow. Yeah, wow, right?
Come on, man!
We can't carry on. We can't carry on.
Just pick it up from the doctor. What are the people?
Oh, yes.
Take 3 of the doctor. Camera 1 rolling. Camera 2 rolling. Camera 3 rolling. Audio rolling.
This is a South African doctor. He cured deafness. The first guy in history. Hmm. This is like Joshua Barnard when he performed a heart transplant.
Yeah.
Surgery performed to cure deafness. First time in history. Mashuru Chifularo, if I'm not pronouncing it wrong. Sorry if I'm butchering your name. Apparently... He threatened the patient before the surgery.
Mm.
He said, "When I uzo, zoglungis."
Yeah, I know. Didn't land it.
Remove this thing, bro. It's your guys. You fucked us up last week, man. You know what? We can't have this. Fuck you. We can't have this on. Because they'll think everything else is scripted. Smart. But these motherfuckers lost footage from last week. Now we're out here repeating jokes. Fuck you, man.
Hey, man.
Fuck out of here.
But that was a fucking brilliant joke, dog.
It was, but then they lost the footage.
Yeah.
And I don't appear on camera when I tell it.
Well, okay, why don't you keep it for which one is this one?
Hmm?
Keep it for which one is this one? Your segment.
Yeah, I could, but it's old. It's like 3 weeks old now.
Mm.
2 weeks old.
Fuck, that segment landed, eh?
Yeah.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, flip. Oh, yeah. It landed, yeah. Which one is this one landed? People are like, no, make it 15 minutes.
Wow.
Guys, Mesh, you know how long it takes to animate for 15 minutes?
Is it? How long is 15 minutes?
Like, literally, where's the mic?
3 days.
3 days?
Yes, guys. To animate for 15 minutes, one person. Because I work with, like, I met two guys. I know Bongo.
Yeah.
He had approached us when we were on radio to animate some stuff. So he approached me last week, right? Oh, there's a chiller. There might be shit hitting the fan.
Yeah.
So remember there's a chiller who took that whole, when I was talking about downloading the port and whatnot,
and then
he did an animation.
Yes, yes.
So now, this new animator who's doing which one is this one, approached me and said, dude, let's do which one is this one?
Mm.
An animation thing, right? Mm. So when I announced that, that guy inboxes me saying he's going to come for us legally, lawsuit, because he came up with the idea to animate for the podcast first. I'm like, what do you mean, dog? You just said you want to animate. You didn't tell us what, how, where. These guys came up with a particular plan, well detailed. So yeah, he says he's going to take legal action.
Why did you work with both of them?
I said, not because his attitude, bro. Dude, I was like, dude, your attitude is so wrong. Like,
being a bitch.
The way you're going up, let me read you the DMs. I'm like, dude, your attitude is so wrong. The way you're going about this thing. Yeah. You could have literally inboxed me and said, yo, dude, I just saw you doing an animation thing. Remember, I'm the guy who did that animation.
Yes.
Can I be part of this thing or whatever? Right? So he sent animation. Good evening, Saul. Would love to do these animations. This is in June. Then I'm like, this is good, bro, with laughing emojis. And then he said, thanks, trying to contact Jawuda. I'm like, who's Jawuda? He's like, oh, that's the guy who does our social media.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, send it to me as well because I want to post it, right? Okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then it finished. Monday, this is him. Ah, my guy. So you're going to do an animation segment without me. Congratulations anyway. Then he sends another message, like, you know these things, you know how these things go, down this timeline, it's me giving you whatever, whatever, you guys stole my idea and never gave me credit for it, see you then, you know? Already the attitude is bad, and it's like, bro, I'm the first animator to produce something like this, whatever, 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 and the timeline is too suspicious, fuck them, thank you, I get it, he's your friend, I'm not, but I'm the first animator ever to be featured on Yao's podcast doing a segment. You do realize I only started contacting you, whatever. And also, wouldn't you love to work with someone who's smarter than you? You're not that smart. I'm more smart. Wouldn't you want to be associated with someone who's been through more shit than you and smarter than you? I guarantee you, according to IQ tests, I'm way smarter than you. Sorry to say so. You know what I mean? So the attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could have easily said, yo, I'd like to work with you guys. Because you remember, I was like, oh, yes. And I know two animators are better than one in terms of time.
Yeah.
Yo, it sounds personal, man.
Yeah, it's the attitude, bro. It's the entitlement and the attitude. I was like, dude, but you know what I mean? Had he said, I was going to be like, yeah, talk to these guys. You know? So, guys, to animate for 15 minutes is tricky, bro. That's why, if you notice, a lot of animation sitcoms or series, they're never like current affairs happening now.
Oh, yeah.
Something that happened this week and it's being on broadcast tomorrow. Because it takes time to animate. People don't get it. Like, can it be longer? 15 minutes. And also, the amount of writing that is needed for 15 minutes on a weekly basis, not one person can do it.
Oh, yeah, you need a team.
Yeah, like literally, the sitcoms that are like 30 minutes long have breaks in between. So we're looking at 20 minutes. And those already have teams of like 5 to 10 guys or even more.
Ah, but we'll grow it, man.
Thank you. That's what I said, guys. We'll grow. Don't worry.
First episode was amazing, man. It was so funny.
We're growing.
I love it. Which one is this one?
Yeah, we keep going.
All right, what are the announcements I got to make? Oh, yes!
Hold on. I'm looking forward to Adele. Adele is dropping this week.
Ooh,
she's looking hot.
Yeah.
Yo.
This week, the 15th of October.
I saw
some good heartbreak music is coming.
But apparently now, she's not pointing fingers now. She's doing self-reflection that she may be the actual problem in the relationship. I saw an article saying that she's might be the problem. After all these albums where she's pointing fingers at the niggas, the dudes, you did this, you did that.
Yeah.
Actually, she's saying now she might actually be the problem. So
I think in this album she'll be talking more about the divorce. Yeah. It'll basically be about the divorce. Remember she
But divorced. She's looking hot.
So she's doing a Kid X.
A Kid X.
Yeah, you know he's like self-introspection now, meditating, all that stuff.
I don't think it's to that level. Like, Kid X doesn't smoke, doesn't drink anymore. I think
I actually envy him, man. I envied him when he was talking about the meditation stuff.
You envy him?
Yeah, man.
You can do it, though.
Yeah.
You can quit alcohol. You can quit
It's just
drinking.
A choice, you know. You just decide and you commit to
misogyny.
Yeah.
You can't go through life sober, man. You can't.
You can.
You can.
You went through life sober. You went through life sleeping with your mom for the first 15 years. For the first 15 years of your life.
Yeah.
You can do anything you put your mind to. Yo, I would have to put my mind, bro, to sleep with my mom at 15, bro. Damn, 15.
For MacGyver, it was effortless. Hey? I'm saying it was effortless for MacGyver.
Yeah, bro.
Well, by the way, we're back on Channel O this coming Wednesday, 9:30. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to put up Mesh Kinex, left. Oh, that was awesome, man.
Nice. Yo, kid,
chill guy, man. What a dope guy. Nice. Robert Moran also was awesome. Loved it, man.
He landed.
Yo, he landed.
Trended for like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
It landed, bro. Robert was amazing.
Well done for that, guys.
Fuck, man.
Jeez. Whenever we put up Triple Touch on YouTube, people are inboxing us, bombarding us. They're asking, when is Triple Touch going to be up?
This Thursday. So it was meant to be last week Thursday, but some of the files are corrupted. So we have to recover the files and then edit, and then we'll put it up this Thursday.
Ah, okay. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. We'll be up this Thursday, eh, Mesh? Hopefully so. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mesh, so Thursday we're gonna drop. So now Kid X, are we dropping him on Thursday also? So we're dropping two interviews on Thursday.
No, I get it. Kid X will be Channel O Wednesday, 9:30 PM. And then Thursday will be Tibo Touch on YouTube. And then Kid X on YouTube will drop the week after.
But what about the interview for the week after on Channel O? It'll drop with Kid X.
Yes.
So we'll drop next week. We're dropping two interviews on Thursday.
No.
No.
Listen, guys. listen. We've got a Channel O interview this week. Kid X.
Yes.
Wednesday. Thursday is supposed to be Kid X, but it's going to be Tibo Touch.
Yes.
But now next week we'll have Reason, I think.
Yes.
On Channel O.
Yes.
Then on Thursday we drop Kid X. Then what about Reason? So
it drops the week after. So that we can't drop it the Thursday.
So,
because then people will be like, let me not watch Channel O, I'll watch it on YouTube.
Yes.
So that's why we have to drop it.
So
week
why don't
after.
We drop Tibo Touch like on a day, another day, like on a Tuesday or something?
And then what are we gonna drop on Thursday?
Well, then we'll drop Kid X. Then we'll be on time.
You're not understanding the mission.
The reason why we don't drop Kid X on YouTube the same week is so that people can tune into Channel O. Because if we're going to drop Kid X on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, then people don't watch Channel O. Then they're like,
because we still
I'll
want the numbers on Channel
but
O,
it's
right?
But it's on Channel O.
Yes.
But people don't watch.
People don't watch. Knowing. So people will rather wait for the YouTube one on Thursday.
Oh, I see. Yes. I see. Okay, makes sense. Yes. Makes sense.
Yes.
Then it means we'll be late with 1 week
on
YouTube. Yes.
Oh, so the standard is we drop the YouTube
a week after
Channel O.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Oh.
Yes.
So the day, God forbid, the Channel O thing ends, then we'll have one in the bag for the following week.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm slow. See, the animator guy was right.
Anyway, in closing, man, Friends of Amstel, it is back 4th of December.
Yes!
And it features Wizkid this year. Man, I cannot wait.
Yo,
countdown has begun.
I think the roof will blow off when he performs that. Eh?
And he loves SA, man. He's always coming in SA, especially in December, Wizkid. I remember the other time he was performing in Rustenburg before lockdown. And he shut it down there as well.
Not your guys love SA.
Yeah.
It's the big nyash.
Friends of Amstel also features Vocalistic, Deben Gogo, Kamumpela, Mr. Jezik, Oscar Mbo, DJ Stokey, Sjava, Big Zulu, Banks, Venom, Lesol, Da Capo, Lamiz, Lulu Cafe. Tickets are limited and they cannot be purchased. So, this is what you got to do to secure seats, Sol. If you want to come to the party and come join us, and it has been confirmed, we will be doing an OB from the party.
Oh, dope!
Yeah.
From the party!
Yeah,
nice.
So if you want to come through and join this awesome party, just buy an Amstel, dial *120*132#. Enter the underliner code, find underneath the bottle cap, vote for a combination of local acts that you would like to see perform together on stage at the event.
Okay, so now I've got a cap here. FW20BHFW.
People are going to use that now and SMS that now.
Ah, it's fine, man. Right? So what do I do? Now, there's the code.
You dial *120*.
*120*132#.
123#.
Yes. No, but then where do I put the code?
they'll ask you for it.
They'll ask you for
the code. Then I follow the prompts,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then it'll say, put the code in. Yes. Then I'm like, FW20BHFW.
Yes.
Ah, awesome.
Yes. This code is going to be used, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, this code is finished. It's done.
It reminds me of Chilly M. He once did this thing where he went on AI. And he's like, okay. His show starts at 3. He's like, 4 o'clock, I've got airtime to give away. 500 Rand worth of airtime. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say out the number at 4. 4 o'clock comes, he's like, Ish, we're a bit late. We got to go to news, but I'll say it at 5. I'll give you the number for the airtime, 500. Mm-hmm. And then he says the number, right? So when he says the number, people start calling. They're like, ah, 30, 30. The number has been used. He's like, ah, you're too late. You're too late. The whole time you used it for
the beauty of yeah.
But he was supposed to give it away.
Yeah, he used it for himself. And what are you gonna say? You're gonna think you're late.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Shame.
Oh, what a genius, man.
Genius, bro. Yeah. So racist.
Anyway, thanks to our friends at Amstel.
Oh yes.
Every single Monday we got a 6-pack of Amstel to give away to a lucky chiller out there. All you gotta do is make a post on Facebook, Twitter, and let us know the pair of local artists you want to see together.
The pair of local artists, yes. I want to see.
Yeah. And then you tag at podcast with Mac G and use the hashtag Friends of Amstel SA. So if you want to see Durban Gogo and Kamumpela, you tag them, you tag us, hashtag Friends of Amstel. Friends and next week, Amstel. Monday, we'll announce a winner.
Dope.
Don't you have a winner to announce already?
No, not yet. Not yet. Check the hashtag there. Let's check the hashtag. Let's see if people are entering there.
Friends of Amstel.
Yeah, man. You must tag us, take pictures, all that nice stuff. So we can announce and give away these 6-packs. Because we got to share, yeah, so.
Of course, like though. That's what friends are for. What do you mean? I don't like sharing my woman. But I mean, you know, yeah, you like sharing. I mean, like a bed with your mom. You know, I share.
Hey, I'm not going to hear the end of this thing.
Dog, you're sleeping with your mom at 15. Yo.
Friends of Amstel.
Friends of Amstel. Yes.
Yes, there we go. There's Jafta_RSA.
Oh, yeah. Friends of Amstel. A pair I'd like to see.
It's Java and Big Zulu.
Oscar Mbo, Lula Cafe. This
Jessica
is.
And Kamumpela.
Sir the Third.
Kamumpela and Devon Gogo.
Oh yeah, I see Sledge is like Kamumpela and Devon Gogo at Podcast and Chill.
Lamise and Focalistic.
Lamise on Focalistic.
Yeah, so there.
Nice one.
That's how you do it, man.
Pisces Baby, I'd like to see Kamumpela and Focalistic. Awesome, dog.
Yeah. And like speaking about parties, 6th November, it's my birthday party, man. It's going well. It's going well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Early bird tickets.
Yeah.
The early bird tickets.
Yeah, early bird tickets are available right now on DigiTickets. If you're a super chiller, you get 100% off. If you're a premium chiller, it's 50% off. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, but so, I'll send the promo codes.
Dope.
Yeah. But I'm struggling to get like artists to book them, eh? It's
why? Who have you approached?
Approached Black Motion. I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Okay.
Sir Trill. The manager said he'll call back. He hasn't called back since.
Is the partner too early for him?
Is it a morning party?
I reached out to Tuli from Lok for my Porisa.
Oh, Tuli Lok. Yeah. That's my Porisa
Gabza and Dali Wonga.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what did she say?
She hasn't come back to me.
Okay.
Like, I think they're getting too many bookings. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My Porisa, I'd understand.
Yeah.
It's all these guys you mentioned.
Saniel wasn't available. I wanted him and see me. That was going to be nice.
Yeah. Is he happy with us?
Yeah.
Remember we called him and asking them about the production.
Hey, I don't know which show that was.
This Amstel is giving you amnesia, eh?
Deny.
Maybe that's why. Unless you guys iron things out.
No. We really,
it's nothing. That
yeah, he didn't take it personally.
It's a non-issue. Yeah, that's it was cool non-issue. Okay.
And he knows I love his music.
Yeah.
Even the guys know. I'm always playing a Sunny
Let's
mix.
Let's interview him, man.
Yeah, shit.
Why haven't we interviewed him?
Yeah, let's do
I mean, we're flying off to Cape Town to interview someone. We could go to Durban.
Yeah. Is he Durban?
I don't know. I mean, no, he's from KZN. He's this side.
I think he's this side.
Oh, let's interview Sunny Al, bro. Yeah.
But yeah, Nuck Music has confirmed he's going to be.
Of course.
There.
I mean, he's boss. He can't say no. Can't say no. You're his boss.
Shit. But anyway, yeah. 6th November. What else is happening? Road to 300K, how many, how far are we?
I think we're left at like 1,008 or something.
So by the time this comes out, we'll have reached 300K, ne?
Yeah.
Yo, are we getting 2,000 subscribers a day now?
I don't know.
I think by next week.
By next week.
By next week. Yeah.
Also, make sure you check out Granger. It's at Mall at 55, Clayville, Roslyn, Soshanguve, Barclay Square, Polarfields, Denlin. That's all the tops there. And if you want to support the channel, check out our Patreon page.
Yes.
Shout out to our sponsors, Accelerate Fiber, Tanya Mukwane, if you need a lawyer. And obviously, we're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Anything I'm leaving out?
Nothing. Anything you're leaving out?
I think we're ready for the week.
All right. We are here. Podcast and chill, man.
Peace.